as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. UWP President and Physical Planner Isaac Baptiste calls for the rehabilitation of historic sites in Roseau to be taken seriously in light of the recent destruction of the Roseau National Library. St. Lucia's National Trust is disturbed by images of works, including coastline land reclamation, being undertaken by Cabot St. Lucia, not described in the environmental and social impact assessment for the project. And after a federal judge in Houston, Texas, ruled in July that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program was illegal, U.S. President Joe Biden proposes workaround regulation to shield DACA dreamers. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments West Indies Communications Enterprise Limited. First up in the news. United Workers Party President and Physical Planner Isaac Baptiste highlights the need for proper rehabilitation of the historic sites in Dominica's capital city, Roseau. Baptiste added that the image of the city concept needs to be taken seriously, as is the practice done in most developed countries. He referenced the destruction of the National Library in Roseau.
There's something called the image of the city, meaning that when someone comes to a city, they look for certain qualities of the city, certain landmarks that tells them, gives them some impression of what the city was like. The city of Roseau, if you notice, when tourists come to Dominica and they're taking a walk through the city, they do not go by the river or the walk up to Queen Mary Street. They go to the libraries of the library, the president's home, house, etc. Because that section of the city, it describes its image, just like Central Park and Times Square describe the image of the city of New York. It's the historical sections of the city of Roseau that is coming from the library, going all the way back to the old market on Old Street and the Bayfront, where you find this historic building. In fact, if you go back and you look at the various development plans that have been done for the city and Dominica in general, they call for the preservation of these areas because it tells you what your city was like, what the historical development of Dominica was like.
The UWP president stressed the lack of development of the capital over the past 15 years, claiming that the current DLP administration has not understood the concept of development.
And it is not too late. Not even though the building was destroyed by fire, if the government of Dominica is really serious about protecting and the image of the city and bringing back the historical qualities of the city, they can find sufficient drawings, and not drawings but pictures out there, to rebuild that property the way it was. Dr. Lennox Honeychurch can give strong background and even help design the building back to what it used to be. There is, for example, proposals for you to establish a duty-free zone from the old market going back to the new market, bounded by the Bayfront and the Old Street, so that you can attract tourists in those areas, like when they go to St. Martinis or what was done to their main street. But you can only do those things if you have a government that understands development, a government that is taking public interest, giving public interest over individual interest. Let us see what happens to the library property as we note and wait and saw what happened to the public works property.
United Workers Party President and Physical Planner Isaac Baptiste. Children between the ages of 12 and 17 have begun receiving their vaccination shots as the vaccine campaign continues in Dominica. This from Sheena Harry, the Public Relations Officer of the Ministry of Health. Harry listed a number of sites that would be made available to the public, along with the times and dates which persons can visit those sites to get vaccinated. She was speaking at the latest COVID-19 press briefing hosted by the Ministry of Health.
Children between the ages of 12 and 17, along with the general public, will have access to the Pfizer vaccine. Vaccines will be available at the following sites. On Monday, September 27th, at the Tetmon Health Center, the Cassabruce Secondary School, the Dalis Health Center, Penville Primary School, the Stella LeBlanc Health and Wellness Center, at Convent High School, Chances, and the Atkinson Health Center. That's Monday, September 27th. On Tuesday, September 28th, the Dominica Grammar School for first to third form at the Benz Primary School and the Dodan Health Center as well. That's Tuesday. On Wednesday the 29th, the Dominica Grammar School will be offering the vaccines to fourth and fifth formers. It will be offered again also at the Isaiah Thomas Secondary School and the Portsmouth Secondary School. Looking at Thursday the 30th at the Clifton Primary School, the Goodwill Secondary School and the Pierre Charles Secondary School. Then on Friday the 1st of October, the Arthur Waldron SDA Secondary School will be offering the vaccines, the Laplane Health Center, and the St. John's Academy. Vaccines will be administered to students at their respective schools, but it's also available at the health centers within their districts. Vaccines are also available daily at all the Type 3 health centers across the island, at the RFA Hospital in Portsmouth, and at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium.
Public Relations Officer of the Ministry of Health, Sheena Harry. This is Q95 News. Those who are hesitant in taking the vaccine are being called upon to reconsider and join the fight against misinformation. This statement comes from Chief Pharmacist at Fresh Market Pharmacy, Mr. Israel Fontaine. Many of our society are vaccine hesitant. As a result, there is a vigorous vaccine rollout throughout Dominica, and Mr. Fontaine is echoing the call for persons to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
I therefore call upon the general public, particularly those who are reluctant in taking the vaccine, to seriously reconsider your decision. Just as you have trusted your pharmacist and the science of pharmacy before, you can trust us again with the information which we have provided concerning the vaccine and join the fight to defeat the pandemic of misinformation and bring the COVID-19 pandemic to one end.
Chief Pharmacist at Fresh Market Pharmacy, Israel Fontaine. President of the Dominica Community Tourism Association, Mrs. Josephine Dublin Prince, is encouraging all stakeholders to know their status regarding COVID-19 and to get vaccinated. While the idea of mandatory vaccination has not been passed as law in Dominica, based on the evidence and ongoing studies, the COVID vaccine has proven to be a major positive turnaround in the destructive wake of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Our members and stakeholders, we are calling on you all to follow all of the protocols and measures set by the Ministry of Health and the government of Dominica. We are calling on you to know your status. This pandemic has negatively impacted on our income, our ability to generate activities which would bring income to sustain our families, our communities, and Dominica by extension. Therefore, in order for us to get back to normal operation, we all must play our part. And in playing our part, we need to inform ourselves about this pandemic and do the right thing. Listen to the professionals. Listen to what they are saying. It is important that we continue to know our status and accept the vaccination based on our own knowledge of what we are doing.
Mrs. Prince urges all to understand their line of work within the tourism industry, which demands social interaction with tourists, and she advises all to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
Again, the Dominica Community Tourism Association encourage everyone to adhere to all of the protocols. Every one of us has a responsibility to inform ourselves. Every one of us has a responsibility to not only protect ourselves, but protect others. Every one of us has a responsibility to continue to find out what are our status by taking the antigen test. We are aware that the services we offer at the level of the community is centered around interaction with visitors, with persons. So we need to continue to do the right thing by listening to the professionals who seems to be saying that vaccination helps. So please present ourselves or present yourselves to be vaccinated.
President of the Dominica Community Tourism Association, Mrs. Josephine Dublin Prince. This is Q95 News. Open quote. The United Workers' Party is the most powerful and democratic political organization in Dominica. End of quote. That's according to public relations officer of the United Workers' Party, Steve Benjamin. Steve Benjamin was speaking on this morning's Hot Seat program, where he addressed the growing conversation around the UWP strategic approach to politics in their efforts to remove the Dominica Labour Party government. The party's delegates conference is soon approaching, and there have been many talks about removing the current leader of the United Workers' Party and opposition leader, the Honorable Lennox Linton, as head of the United Workers' Party, as some argue that his style of leadership isn't people-friendly. Steve Benjamin argues that Lennox Linton is the ideal leader and that he has full support from the team.
That is one of the qualities we want in leadership. Mm-hmm. Honest persons, persons that can manage figures. Mm-hmm. You listen to the minister, to the opposition leader, and you will wonder if he have a master's degree in finances. The finance minister comes and present a budget, and Mr. Linton have to come and say, no, this is that and that is that. That is what you want in leadership. You want a man with years of decency. You not only have to be a decent person, people have to perceive you to be a decent person. And that is what we have in Mr. Linton, a hard-working man. And I want to commend his wife, Mrs. Shirley Linton, and their two children for standing shoulder to shoulder with their father to rescue this country from clearly what can be described as misbehavior in public office, where hundreds of millions of dollars continue to be misplaced. And instead of some of us focusing on getting back those money, we attempt to send stones at him. I believe, and I am on record as articulating that the United Workers' Party is the most powerful political organization in Dominica, the most democratic political organization in Dominica.
PRO of the United Workers' Party, Steve Benjamin. The Dominican populace may soon have to start paying for their COVID-19 tests. This was revealed by the Honorable Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit speaking on last evening's Anupale program. The Prime Minister said that the government may start charging people to get tested because they are not getting vaccinated. Presently, there's a massive vaccination drive going on, and some claim there is a call for making life more difficult for persons who refuse to get vaccinated or tested, and a preference to vaccinated persons in going about their daily lives.
At some point, the government will have to bring the guillotine down on this free testing that is being practiced by many because they do not want to get vaccinated, not for health reasons, but because they just do not want to get vaccinated. Somebody will have to pay for the testing at some point. And at some later point, I will indicate what is the cutoff point for this free testing that's taking place in Dominica. A cost that the taxpayers of Dominica could avoid and would benefit all of us. They're small business people who are asking for money. But do I take the money that we're spending on COVID-19 and give it to small business and let people die? But if we minimize the number of people who get infected, we can have the resources to help people. The government gets money from one pot, the treasury. And if our expenditure has increased and our revenues have decreased, it doesn't take a magician or smart person to understand the reality that the government is confronted with.
Prime Minister, the Honorable Roosevelt Skerrit. You're tuned in with Q95 News. Lead pharmacist Israel Fountain says it is significant that pharmacists and the general public take some time to reflect on this year's theme, Pharmacy Always Trusted for Your Health. His comments came as World Pharmacists Day was recognized this past Saturday. He notes that the pharmacist's profession is one of the five most trusted professions in the world.
The pharmacists continue to play a very critical role in the delivery of quality healthcare across the globe, and trust is a major component in the delivery of such care. The general public have trusted the pharmacies over many years to supply quality pharmaceutical products and services, from the sourcing and dispensing of medicines to patient counseling and advice, and in more recent times, public health information on almost every health topic. These are functions which the pharmacist performs with exceptional diligence and competence.
Israel Fontaine has called on the general public, especially those reluctant in taking the vaccine, to reconsider their decision.
Just as you have trusted your pharmacist and the science of pharmacy before, you can trust us again with the information which we have provided you with concerning the vaccine and join the fight to defeat the pandemic of misinformation and bring the COVID-19 pandemic to an end. I pause at this time to salute all the local pharmacies who have blazed the trail of pharmacy in Dominica and to welcome in the fold the 8 new pharmacies who have recently graduated from the Dominica State College.
Lead pharmacist at Fresh Market Pharmacy, Israel Fountain. Meantime, pharmacist at Jolly's Pharmacy, Carlton Lando, shows appreciation for the trust placed in the profession and pharmacist's vital role in improving healthcare.
Evidence indicates a significant association between trust in healthcare professionals and health outcomes for patients. Pharmacy has built up a reserve of trust over many years of caring, positive relationships, expertise, and excellent practice, all delivered with professionalism and consistency. This year in particular, we again are on the front line battling COVID-19.
Lando says Jolly's Pharmacy continues to ensure that clients receive quality drugs, great public health education as it relates to their medication, and professionalism at its best.
We continue to ensure that confidentiality and trust are of the most vital importance in the delivery of healthcare as professionals. As pharmacists, we are also extremely happy to know that there seem to be a local interest among young aspiring professionals in becoming pharmacists. Currently, the Dominica State College offers an associate degree program.
Pharmacist at Jolly's Pharmacy, Carlton Lando. The St. Lucia National Trust received disturbing images last week of significant works being undertaken by Cabot St. Lucia along the coastline of the Queen's Chain, including land reclamation works not described in the environmental and social impact assessment for that project. Notwithstanding ongoing talks with representatives of the government of St. Lucia and its agencies on this and other matters, and the recent quick action taken by the DCA to stop unauthorized activity on the Castor Bass Beach, the trust feels compelled to issue a public statement on this urgent matter. Throughout the life of this project, the trust has called on the government, its agencies, and the developer, Cabot St. Lucia, to demonstrate transparency and engaging meaningful consultation to ensure that the project is not only consistently fulfilling the required legal obligations, but also adhering to principles of best practices for sustainable development and climate change resilience. You're tuned in with Q95 News. The Biden administration on Monday renewed efforts to shield hundreds of thousands of immigrants who came to the United States as young children from deportation, proposing to do so via regulation, the latest maneuver in a long-running drama over the policy's legality. The proposed rule attempts to satisfy concerns of a federal judge in Houston who ruled in July that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program was illegal. It takes on heightened importance as prospects for legislation have dimmed.
Thank you, Mr. President. You said on the campaign trail that you were going to restore the moral standing of the U.S., that you were going to immediately end Trump's assault on the dignity of immigrant communities. Given what we saw at the border this week, have you failed in that promise? And this is happening under your watch. Do you take responsibility for the chaos that's unfolding?
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what to see, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, It's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. They will be an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are. Thank you.
That's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. UWP President and Physical Planner Isaac Baptiste calls for rehabilitation of historical sites in Roseau to be taken seriously in light of destruction of the Roseau National Library. St. Lucia's National Trust is disturbed by images of works including coastline land reclamation being undertaken by Cabot St. Lucia, not described in the environmental and social impact assessment for the project. And after a federal judge in Houston, Texas, ruled in July that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program was illegal, U.S. President Joe Biden proposes workaround regulation to shield DACA dreamers. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments Wise Limited. I am Richie Ferrall.
Our news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.